from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Joining me to preview a most special week at the Travelers Championship is Andy Bissett, Executive VP, Chief Administrative Officer, Travelers. Hey, Andy, welcome to Talkin' Golf.
Hi, Ian. How are you doing today?
Good. Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. We're off and running already.
I bet you are. Oh, my goodness. So talk about the preparation. What can golf fans expect this week?
Well, I think from everything I've heard, warm weather, that's for sure. So there shouldn't be any chills in the air for the golfers to get tight. But I think what a terrific week it's going to be. You know, we've got top 50 players in the world who are eligible to play on the PGA Tour. We have all of them at the Travelers Championship. And to me, that just speaks just so well to what we've built here over the last 18 years, but also what we have to offer fans coming in for it. So it's going to be a terrific week. We've got all of the best golfers in the world here who are eligible to play on the PGA Tour. And it should be really exciting and a lot of good things for charity and for our communities.
And I want to get into the players individually in a second, but I'm sure after a very difficult Pinehurst number 2 experience, I mean, that course is brutal with, you know, it's so tough to keep the ball from rolling off the green with all the slopes and the runoff areas. Yeah. You have to think the players will certainly be looking forward to TPC River Highlands, because on that course, Andy, what you see is really what you get. The greens are birdieable. You can actually be aggressive. You can attack the greens, you know, in most cases. It's a totally different kind of golf course than what the players are experiencing on Pinehurst number 2.
It is. And, you know, and the players continually say that to us every year. They say, no matter where the U.S. Open is held, they say, we can't wait to get here because it's just a fair golf course. What you see is what you get. And, you know, ever since we started back in 2007 as the title sponsor, Ian, we've worked with the PGA Tour, and we've made so many improvements to the course and to make it more competitive and playable. And, you know, this past year, we had a bunch of comments from a number of players, and the PGA Tour sent in their staff that deals with golf course design, and they made 3 or 4 tweaks to it that I think are just terrific. And it just made it more competitive. Like they put some rough on the hill about 300 yards out for the pros, where the past you'd be able to roll it down the hill. Well, now there's rough there. And they've taken down the size of the 9th and 11th greens to make it just a little bit smaller. They're kind of big and very receptive. So the tour came in, as they have over the last, again, 18 years, and just made it a little more competitive. But the players are still going to come in. It's a very fair course. Nothing's changed with the playability of the greens, just the size of a couple of them. But other than that, it's a terrific course, and they love coming here and getting a little relief, I think, after the challenging courses that the U.S. Open has used.
Oh, definitely. Well, it's interesting that they make it tougher every year. They have to, because it seems like these players just get better every year, right?
Yeah, boy, do they ever! And the balls go further, and they're as I've talked to a lot of the guys, and I talked to Scotty and to Rory, and I mean, the physicality and the athleticism of these golfers has changed so much over the last 20 and 30 years, and it's really changed the nature of the game with the equipment, with the balls, and all that stuff. But you know, I think we're going to have a great week. It's going to be so competitive. And the weather should be beautiful, a little warm, but beautiful, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, Scotty was saying how he had trouble reading the greens on Pinehurst number 2. So, you know, as I say, the greens at TPC River Highlands, they're pretty straightforward. I mean, I love fair greens where you can, they have true reads, which I think the players will welcome as well. But so talk about the signature golf status and how the Travelers Championship has adjusted to this status. Signature, you're now a signature tournament.
Yeah. You know, last year we were elevated, so we had a field of 156 players last year, and it's still a big purse, $20 million purse, so we're going to get $3.6 million. This year, when we took on the signature status, and the beauty of it, and why Alan Schnitzer, our chairman and CEO, and I decided to do this, was that it would bring the very best players here. So this year, our player field will be about 72, not 156. And so it'll be super competitive. It's all the best players in the world. And the reason we did it was for charity and community, and also for golf, because to be part of one of the eight signature events. So there are eight signature events on the PGA Tour, right? And four of them I would call are corporate sponsored, and the others are corporate sponsored too, but they're with the legends of golf, right? There's Jack's Tournament and Tigers. And so those eight, though, are so special with reduced field sizes and just making it more competitive. We wanted to be a part of that. That's what we strive. Nathan Grubin and I, Nathan is our tournament director, and he is just world-class with his staff and team. And we've been building this since 2007 for 18 years to be a world-class tournament. And Jay Monahan, the commissioner, who's a great friend, has helped us in many, many ways. We have a world-class clubhouse. We have world-class practice facilities. But most of all, it's about charity and community. And it really worked so well. Last year, we were able to give over $3 million to over 180 charities. Over $3 million last year. We will exceed that this year and be into the threes. And we're so excited to be able to do that for all these important organizations. And this year, you know, we focus on many different nonprofits and charities. But, you know, mental health has become such an issue in society, and food insecurity has become such an issue in society, that we're giving more to those kind of organizations, and we're so happy to be able to help out. And, you know, mental health has affected the PGA too, with Grace and Murray in such a sad way. And, you know, it's just something that we want to be focused on through our giving. But what we do in the community, and what we do with pride in the community, and what we do with the charities is so important to us corporately that, you know, we as a company, Travelers, gives over $24 million a year to hundreds of organizations to help them achieve their missions. And that's really important to us as a company.
That's incredible, $24 million. I mean, the charity outreach from the Travelers Championship is unbelievable. Your whole team should be commended. It's just, I love hearing it every year. It just gets, you know, better and better. Let's talk about some of these guys that are coming up this week. And, you know, Keegan Bradley, the defending champion of the Travelers, he came up from Media Day in May, and you presented him with a very special gift. You have to tell that story, Andy.
I can't repeat exactly what he said, Ed, but I can say that, you know, when he came up for Women's Day, I'm sorry, for a media day, every year we present our champion with something unique to what they like and what's closest to their heart. And we've done ping pong, mallets, whatever you call them, rackets. And the list goes on and on. But this year for Keegan, I worked with Sam Kennedy, who is the president and CEO of the Red Sox, and we were able to get a seat out of Fenway Park that we gave to Keegan. And he was shocked. He said, "This is like the best thing I've ever gotten. This is," and so he was so excited, and I'm laughing because I won't repeat what he said, but he said, "Holy," and you know, that's what makes it so special, right? And to see Keegan so excited, and he's been such a great ambassador around New England. We did a day for Boston, for New England media in the fall to kind of bring him out. He was nice enough to come up and help us out up at Boston TPC. And we had just a great day. It was terrific. It was really, really good.
Yeah, it was great to see Keegan win, you know, from Vermont there. And that Fenway chair, he said, was the coolest gift he ever received. You always have that personal touch, yeah, though. And that's, these players remember that. That's why I think one of the big reasons why they make it a point to play the Travelers Championship, because you and Nathan established these, yeah, personal relationships, right?
Yeah, we do. We, you know, ever since the beginning, we, every time a player has a baby, we send out onesies. We have pink, blue, and white onesies for the babies. And I put a little note, and I always say, you know, dear Poppy, for Rory's little daughter. And I said, welcome to the world. Your mom and dad are great. Just do me one favor. Here's a onesie for you to enjoy. Just do me one favor and make sure your dad and mom always bring you to the Travis Championship so we can hug each other. So it's kind of it's a funny note, but it's a sincere note.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And Sergio's wife sent me a note back and said, Andy, I'm going to keep this note forever because it's so beautiful. So that's what you do. That we run, it's not a golf tournament. It's just a family event.
That's right. That's right. And Scotty must have gotten a note because he and his wife just had that baby boy a couple of weeks ago. So I'm sure you wrote Scotty Scheffler a note as well. Talk a little bit about Ludvig Åberg, because you can't say enough about this kid. 24 years old, Andy. He spoke at your media day down at the Masters this year, and he's just really mature for his age, and what a player.
Isn't he? And you were with us, Ann, so thank you very much. But, you know, we host a meeting every year at the Masters, and I tell you, I was so blown away by Ludvig and his maturity and how nice a guy he is. I mean, you can't say enough about him, right? I mean, he is just a terrific young guy and just a terrific young golfer, and he's got such a great career ahead of him, but he knows the game, too. When you start to talk to him about the game, and, you know, I had a chance to read your book in its totality because I've been too busy with the tournament, but I will after the tournament. That's my summer reading.
Oh, thank
but
you.
As I've glanced through some of the chapters, you know, you see these traits of a guy like Ludvig, and you just know there's greatness in there waiting to come out, and we're going to see it as his career proceeds.
Absolutely. Well, you got an incredible field. It's all coming up. Before I let you go, people can still get tickets, right, Andy?
Yeah, the travelschampionship.com. There are plenty of tickets to come out. And if people are buying general admission tickets, there are actually four venues on the course that they can go to that have stadium seating, and you can get food. And that's included in a general admission ticket, and parking is included. We're the only PGA Tour event that has about 10,000 parking spaces right next to the course, virtually on the course. And so it's very convenient, drive up from New York and in that area. And it's not a long drive. You come up, parking's included, get out, have a great day. We have great food, I mean, really great food. Too good sometimes for me, but we have great food. And you'll have a great time with your family, and kids under 15 are free. So you can have a really good day at not too bad a price.
I can't wait. See you in a few days, Andy Bassett. Thanks so much for joining us here on Talking Golf.
And thank you very much. Thanks for your support and great book.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're enjoying life on the green. All right, we're going to take a quick break. And coming up, Bob Herrig of Sports Illustrated Golf. Bobby breaks a lot of stories in the golf industry. He's the author of Drive, The Lasting Legacy of Tiger Woods as well. We'll talk U.S. Open with Bob Herrig when we come back. But first, let me tell you, come witness Champions Walk and Birdies Fly at the Northeast one and only PGA Tour signature event, the Travelers Championship. Watch Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, Victor Hovland, Patrick Cantlay, returning champion Keegan Bradley, and other PGA Tour stars in all 4 days of competition at close by TPC River Highlands. The excitement tees off June 19th through the 23rd. For tickets and information, visit TravelersChampionship.com. The Travelers Championship. There's only one.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.